USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I know, like the folks in Western Kentucky, I'm not doing so well today, and I'm not sure how many of us are.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear making those comments while providing an update after tornadoes brought devastation to the Commonwealth. The governor saying at least 74 people are dead in his state and adding at least 109 are unaccounted for and cautioning that the death toll is likely to rise. USA Gymnastics is agreeing to a settlement with the victims of former national team doctor Larry Nassar. The settlement with the U.S. Olympics and Paralympic Committee equals $380 million. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is concerned about inflation as a result of President Biden's pending Build Back Better legislation. Manchin's comments coming as he had a call with the president today. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The parents of two sisters who survived the fatal November 30th shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan filed a federal lawsuit against the school district and its officials. One sister saw the other get shot in the neck during the shooting. Attorney Jeff Feger joins Fox News to condemn the school district.
I can't tell you chapter and verse what they've done or haven't done because they haven't revealed it. Yeah. We'll find out in due time. But the court was alarmed enough to enter an order prohibiting them from doing anything, including deleting the LinkedIn pages, which is improper.
The lawsuit seeks $100 million in damage. Four students were murdered and several others seriously injured in the shooting. The Supreme Court will not block New York's COVID vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. 20 healthcare providers sued to get out of the requirement, citing religious concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
D. James Kennedy Ministries, the namesake of the late pastor of Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is asking the Supreme Court to take up its four-year-old defamation lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center, arguing the actual malice standard established in the court's landmark New York Times v. Sullivan case should be tossed. The ministry sued SPLC in 2017 after the Birmingham, Alabama-based organization designated the media ministry as a hate group. The ministry saying it is far from a hate group and preaches biblical messages, including the tenet that marriage was created to be between a man and a woman. A waitress is let go after receiving a large tip at her restaurant.
An Arkansas waitress, Ryan Brandt, is fired after a group of Good Samaritans left her a $4,400 tip. The restaurant manager ordered her to keep just 20% and split the rest with the entire staff, then fired her for not following through. The waitress at Oven and Tap in Bentonville, Arkansas, said the rule never existed before the generous tip. Grant Wise represents the people that gave the big tip.
The server that we worked with the closest was let go from her job at the restaurant. And I can't fully understand why, but I think it's incredibly unfortunate, and especially this close to the holidays.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.